What happens when two damaged souls collide in a royal court built on lies? In the kingdom of Gloria Terra, Prince Tristan Fossa lives in the shadow of his brother Michael, the newly crowned king. His distinctive facial scar, a jagged line bisecting his left eyebrow and cheek, marks him as the dangerous spare heir, feared and dismissed by the royal court. Behind his carefully crafted facade of debauchery lies a calculated plan. Tristan secretly leads the impoverished citizens, known as hyenas, who inhabit Gloria Terra's sprawling underground tunnels. When Sarah Beatro arrives as King Michael's intended bride, Tristan initially dismisses her as mediocre, just another noble pawn. Little does he know that beneath her eager-to-please demeanor lies a woman as complex as himself. Sarah has spent 7 years meticulously preparing to infiltrate the royal family, believing King Michael executed her father during the Autumn Rebellion. Behind her sweet smiles and perfect manners hides a woman who straps poison daggers to her thighs and memorizes guard rotations, determined to destroy the Fossa family from within. Their inevitable collision will shake the foundations of Gloria Terra and force both to choose between vengeance and an unexpected chance at redemption. The chemistry between Tristan and Sarah ignites from their first meaningful encounter in the servants' quarters. Their connection develops through clandestine meetings and hidden passages and shadowed corners of the castle, each interaction crackling with tension as they circle each other with equal parts suspicion and desire. What makes their connection compelling is how they see through each other's facades. While the court is deceived by Sarah's perfect princess persona, Tristan immediately senses the steel beneath her silk, noticing how she scans for exits and reaches for hidden weapons when startled. Similarly, Sarah glimpses Tristan's complexity beyond his reputation as the castle degenerate, struck by his artistic talent when she catches him drawing an intricate tattoo on young Simon's arm. Their relationship shifts when Tristan discovers Sarah carrying ornate daggers during a dance lesson. Rather than frightened, he's intrigued. "Ma petite menteuse," he calls her. "My little liar," with a knowing smirk. This mutual understanding creates an intimacy transcending physical attraction, building trust through shared secrets. Gloria Terra exists in stark contrasts. Opulent castle ballrooms with deep purple velvet and intricate paintwork, opposite the Elephant Bones Tavern in the Shadowed Lands where Tristan meets his followers. Nobles mockingly call the poor hyenas, a term Tristan reclaims as a symbol of pride, even tattooing it on his body with the motto, "Together we rule, divided we fall." The rebellion carries moral complexity. While Tristan speaks passionately about bringing the Shadowed Lands into the light, his thoughts reveal cynicism. "They're merely tools in my plan to overthrow my brother." This ambiguity questions whether Tristan is truly a revolutionary hero or simply exploiting class resentment for personal vendetta. Sarah's position evolves throughout the story. Initially focused on personal revenge, she gradually develops genuine concern for the kingdom's inequalities. When she finally rallies the rebels with cries of, "This is the revolution," her character transforms from seeking individual vengeance to fighting for systemic change. Gloria Terra's political landscape brims with conspiracies. King Michael, charming in public, privately suffers worsening hallucinations of his dead father, particularly during council meetings, suggesting the onset of his family's hereditary madness. The truth? Michael poisoned his father to claim the throne, using a rare herb that mimics heart failure. The Queen Mother and Sarah's cousin Xander were complicit. Tristan discovered evidence but kept silent, using this knowledge as political leverage against his brother. Sarah operates under calculated deceptions. Her uncle Raphael convinced her the Fossa family executed her father during the Summer Rebellion. In reality, rebels captured and tortured him while the crown, hamstrung by politics and Michael's indecision, failed to act, forcing Sarah to question her entire mission. The most guarded secret concerns young Simon. Though presented as a scullery-maid's son, he is actually King Michael's unacknowledged bastard and rightful heir, threatening Gloria Tara's power structure and explaining Tristan's protective relationship with the boy. Both Tristan and Sarah confront the moral costs of pursuing power and vengeance. The novel reveals the psychological toll of their choices, especially their violent acts. Tristan's torture of Lord Claudius after he assaults Sarah exposes his inner darkness. As he methodically breaks Claudius's kneecaps and flays his fingers, he snarls, "You've touched something that isn't yours to touch." This scene shows how Tristan's love for Sarah has become entangled with his capacity for violence. Sarah faces similar moral compromises. When poisoning Lord Takan for revenge, she acknowledges it chips away at my soul. Later, she stands unmoved watching Ophelia drown, revealing how her experiences have hardened her. Most significantly, both characters recognize their shared darkness. Sarah reflects that looking at Tristan is like seeing the parts of myself I try to hide, while Tristan acknowledges they are stained in black together. Their mutual recognition creates a bond beyond conventional romance. They accept each other's monstrosity without judgment. Trust is scarce in Gloria Tara, where allegiances shift like sand and betrayal lurks behind every smile. Characters navigate a complex web of loyalties, often discovering too late who can truly be trusted. Sara's ladies-in-waiting exemplify this precarious balance. She suspects Ophelia and Marisol's flattery masks their desire to become her future husband's mistresses. Her trust in Sheena shatters upon finding her friend in secret passages, later learning of Sheena's alliance with Tristan's rebellion. The most crushing betrayal comes from Uncle Raphael, who fabricated the story that the Fossa family executed her father. This lie formed the foundation of her mission, and its unraveling forces her to question everything. Against this backdrop, Tristan and Sara's growing trust becomes profound. When Sara finally believes Tristan didn't kill her father, asking him to swear it on your father's grave, their relationship transforms. Similarly, when Tristan shares his plans to overthrow Michael, he takes a leap of faith in her loyalty. The revolution climaxes when Tristan burns Saxham Castle with ethanol fires after Sara's capture, revealing his tactical brilliance and devotion. When asked why, he simply states, "They wouldn't give you back." 7 years later, Tristan and Sara have rebuilt Gloria Tara from ruins. Their redemption comes through sacrifice. Having seized power, they surrender it to Simon, the rightful heir. This represents transformation for both. Tristan abandons his throne ambition, while Sara, who once vowed to burn the crown, helps crown a worthy successor. Their relationship becomes mutual redemption. Tristan admits Sara could drive a man insane and make him raise the world just to see her smile, while Sara acknowledges she loves him despite everything. Their acceptance of each other's darkness offers absolution neither could find alone. Scarred suggests love transforms, not by making people conventionally good, but by giving them someone worth changing for. Their darkness now serves a purpose beyond revenge, enabling them to build something meaningful from their broken world.